that is like the end of all time. I reeled and flung away from there with such revulsion that I threw myself and the hateful shreds and a disoriented smoke all the way to hell. He had no will and no identity, so he could not and did not laugh as I floated down into the lake of pain. Hell has a name. Its name is Dejagore. But Dejagore is only hell's lesser face. From the greater hell I escaped. One more time. No identity and no will. The wind blows, but nothing moves in the place of glittering stone. Night falls. The wind dies. The plain yields up its heat as shadows waken. Moonlight settles upon the silence of stone. The plain runs east and west, north and south, without discernible bounds, viewed from within. Though its ends be uncertain, it had a definite center. That is, an epic structure built of the same stone as the pillars and plain. Within that fastness, nothing moves either. Though at times mists of light shimmer as they leak over from beyond the gates of dream. Shadows linger in corners. And way down, inside the core of the place, in the feeblest throb of the heart of darkness, there is life of a sort. Chapter 37. No will. No identity. Now, no smoke. Now, just pain. So much smoke drifted away. Now, just slavery to the memories. Now, at home in the house of pain. Chapter 38. There you are! So here we are again. You were missed. Faceless thing that nevertheless seems to be smiling, pleased with itself. It has been a night full of adventures, has it not? And the fun continues. Look, there! The Black Company and their auxiliaries have begun making life especially unpleasant for Shadowlanders, so bold as to have taken up residence inside Dejagore's wall. See how they use the doppelgangers and imaginary soldiers to lure the Southerners into deadly traps, to get them to betray themselves? Oh, and come back to the wall. This is a small thing, but it could become the stuff of epics. The fighting has all shifted to the east side of the city. Hardly anybody is over there now. A few men to watch from the ramparts is all. And some unenthusiastic Shadowlander scouts down there in the darkness, not really paying attention. Otherwise, how could they miss this spidery little figure rappelling down the outside of the wall? Why on earth would a 200-year-old fourth-rate sorcerer want to climb down a rope to go where very unfriendly little brown men might decide to dance on his head? The wounded stallion of mysterious sorceress breed has stopped screaming.